This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Order!
Order! Order!
Order! Order! Do you know who that is?
Yes, he's.
Oh, the, you do.
Well, with all the Brexit stuff, he's been all over the media everywhere. Right?
Yeah, we're not talking about Brexit, speaker, though. This is an LGBT radio station. We're talking about that John Bercow, who's the he's the speaker. He's been speaker of the House of Commons in the not so united kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. We'll come to that in a moment. He has been the speaker for 10 years, and it's award season. You've probably seen we've got awards here for LGBT things, etc. So he won an award for Pink News Awards and for his declaration that trans rights are human rights and all the work that he's done. Actually, there's a wonderful piece of audio from him talking to actually as speaker, and the speaker normally doesn't, the speaker has this
they're
role
meant to
in
be
Parliament.
The middle ground, aren't
they're in the middle ground, but actually on some things he took a position, and the only thing he took a position on was saying that there was no place for bigots and homophobes and he didn't think there were any either in the British Parliament. Can you imagine a speaker in Australian Parliament saying that sort of thing?
Well, I'm hopeful.
Across all sides, that there wouldn't be homophobes.
Order!
Oh. Order! 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 Watch the next news, Steph.
In Northern Ireland.
Oh, legal, please, speaker. Speaker for the panel, please speak.
Northern Ireland are going to legalise abortion and same-sex marriage. So it happened last night.
It's interesting they put those two together.
Well, it's legacy, Victorian legacy, anti.
Yeah, but like abortion. Two big for a very Catholic country, two very big issues. Let's throw two grenades at once.
Well, it's strategic from the British Parliament to do that, because they couldn't have done it. If the sitting the Northern Ireland Parliament was sitting, so there was an attempt to foil the law from happening
to stop same-sex marriage going
and abortion, right. So they tried to reconvene the parliament at last hour, but it was quite farcical and it all collapsed, and now it has to happen. Yes.
And they think there's some legislation that has to go through now, but it will definitely happen. So, and the hope is that it will be Valentine's Day.
Yes, so hopefully it will be legislated by January 2020 and to wed from 14th February on Valentine's Day. So, I mean, there was some Grainne Taggart from Amnesty International said that, you know, it is the beginning of a new era for Northern Ireland, one in which we're free from oppressive laws that have policed our bodies and healthcare. So it's a really big thing for Northern Ireland. And I think in the schmozzle of Brexit,
This is a bit of a bright light.
But
maybe Brexit helped this along. If there's this big distraction, then
still 31 members of the Assembly signed a petition to force a recall to discuss, but it's just, it described as farcical, really.
Games, order, 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 order.
Order! Order! Order!
Now, on that note, we'll skip down to our neighbours in New Zealand, who are frequently ahead of us. They get there faster in terms of social change laws.
Really?
Now, there's one thing they're ahead of us and one thing they're a bit behind us. So, first of all, they've put out a new guideline for their Navy personnel, the Royal New Zealand Navy. I don't know how big that is.
They do have ships, I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah, but get to the point. Go on.
Right. It's new guidelines, which means any personnel are able to wear makeup, which includes nail varnish, regardless of gender.
Big deal.
It's subtle makeup, isn't it?
Well, yes, this is true. There are still boundaries within there. You know, they're saying that this is a workplace that needs to reflect, the professionalism, but there's no distinction between male and female in terms of their personal grooming and appearance.
Totally.
This is a big deal.
This is a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal.
Is there anywhere else in the world that has put this through? Not that I've heard.
Do you need a policy for that?
It's not. Well, it is because there's been so many policy against this thing. You know, at some point I worked in an NHS and the policy was to wear a reasonable amount of hair gel.
A reasonable?
And black stockings or socks.
And that
so
was the
there
nuance.
Are policies for this.
Are you wearing your
fit.
Stockings now?
Always. So now, there were policy that I think it's important to be diverse in this thing.
Right.
Now, yes. That's one where they're ahead of us. One where they're a little bit behind, or for Victoria anyway. The New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinta Ardern, who we love, but I'm putting an asterisk, conditions apply on this one, because she has delayed a ban on the horrific gay conversion therapy, citing religious freedom issues that need to be addressed. So basically this whole process started from a petition. 20,000 people said, we want this change. We want to outlaw the so-called gay conversion therapy. It went to a government review committee who said, look, more work needs to be done. They said that more work needs to be done to define what is conversion therapy and who the ban would apply to, and how they guarantee rights of religious freedom.
But fair enough, Matt. There is an inquiry at the moment with the Victorian government where we're trying to work out what bit of the law we need to change and how we need to do it properly. So it is actually, there are some complication around it, but I think she's committed to doing it. She better be.
Well, yes, she has sort of said she has made comment about how important an issue this is for the LGBTI community.
She'll be hearing how strongly people feel about this otherwise.
I think so. And, well, hopefully Victoria can lead the way and they can sort of pick up our laws. And
As they do.
Yeah, it is a bit surprising coming from New Zealand.
Yeah, we look forward to following them on these sorts of issues.
Yeah. That's it.
Order! Order! Order!
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.